Gonna spin over into our CUPs. I'm way behind. Huh?
This is for 2024-012.
Yeah.
Conditional use permit by Matthew Creedon for off-premise advertising for an A1 agricultural district located at TBD Shepherd of the Hills Expressway, Branson, parcel number 07-7-005-000-000-002.013.
Mr. Chairman, if you want, you could have the public hearing on both these at the same time. They're right next to each other by the same applicant, and then do separate votes.
I think that would be splendid.
Because your next one, your parcel ID number is
002.000,
and they're real close to each other.
Okay.
So, Cody will read off our request, and then we can just move into
okay. And the second one is for parcel number 07-7-0-25-000-000-002.000.
Perfect.
Okay, Matthew Creedon is seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for off-premise advertising located at Shepherd Hills Expressway, Branson, Missouri, parcel, first one, 07-7.0-25-000-000-002.013, and the other parcel will be 07-7.0-25-000-000-002.000. All right, let me get us there here. So I got a presentation with both of them on there. Ooh. So as you can see, this is 248 and then Shepherd coming back, going west into Branson. This is the parcel, the first parcel we discussed. This will be permit 012 right here. Let me get you a little closer. So it's a pretty good stretch. It goes right down into that sharp 90 on Shepherd. And show you the zoning. So the darker gray is all incorporated. That's city limits of Branson. The lighter gray here is county. And so the county zoning is A1. And the second parcel, the first one was right here. The second one is right beside it. It's right here. And it has a little piece that comes on the other side of the highway. And if you go back to the other zoning, you can see it is also just A1 right there. Same thing. So they are seeking a conditional use to be able to put the signs up on that A1.
Okay, that's fine. Same thing again, lighted?
There will be the option for up to 4 billboards on that property, and then that bottom left property there, I can only fit 1 on there.
Does anybody wish to speak on this project?
My name is Chris Meyer. When I got the information, I was a little concerned about where the billboard would specifically be, especially on that corner, right, I guess this one here on the left. And because it looked like it was right on the corner, And so I don't, you have two issues here. One is, this is not a straight road coming down, okay? And so this is a hill, and it is, you know, people are flying around this corner. And so my concern is where that billboard actually is from a safety perspective, in a visual perspective. Now, I noticed on the requirements, there's about a 400-foot minimum distance, and I don't, when it's across the road, I don't know on the codes if that is qualifying or if it's only on the same side, because there is a billboard across the road, which is less than 400 feet if it's that corner. But I think, like, of course, up along the road is fine as it relates to, you know, safety and distance. But that corner, depending on where he puts it there, could be a serious visualization for people looking to the right as these people are speeding around the corner. And there's several people that have gone off down into that ravine flying too fast. But if they can't see because of that billboard, that's a concern on that. But it's like knowing where it's actually at and how, you know, how high is it above the road? Is it right on the road? Can people see? Because there's a lot of trees in there as well. So I guess I'd like to try and understand a little bit more, and that's really why I came tonight, is to understand where they all are going to be. And I guess he's got a lot of footage where he can put a whole bunch of, as long as their spacing, I guess, is good enough. So
he'll have to meet the spacing, correct?
Yeah. So I don't know if he can talk to the safety on that furthest one or not, or.
Okay, we talk to him, applicant, on this.
Yeah.
I think this is determined more or less by the state, isn't it?
This is not regulated.
City road.
This is highway or nothing.
Be county regulated.
And it's not city.
Yeah. City maintains the road, but the property's in the county.
Obviously we're not going to put the billboard anywhere that's going to be obstructed for, you know, any traffic or driving a car or nothing like that. We'll keep them up plenty high enough. I know these ones in specific, we are planning on doing a singular pole, so hopefully it won't be as obstructive.
Okay. Any questions for the committee on this one?
Matt, would you just kind of show me where this point, like one here, just give us a ballpark?
I'm basically trying to fit them in there, and they got 500 foot apart from each other. So, you know, one's going to be. So I'll have one, you know, here around this corner, mm-hmm. starting out. Then I kind of went 500 foot. I'll have another one kind of somewhere in here. Another 500 foot, 500 foot, 500 foot. And then this property kind of goes over there. You'll see where it goes. So there will be, you know, four on this property and then one on that property in the corner there.
Not planning on anything on the other side of the road?
Right here?
Yeah.
No. We do own this, but.
Right, but you're not planning on a billboard there?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or observations?
You want to let him speak again?
Come on, keep it brief, Chris.
I'll be real quick.
I will just say in this area, I actually, and I understand the being able to use your property for what you want, but I will say I think five is too much. In this area, a lot of those boards that Missouri Neon has, they can't hardly run up the road. So I'd like to see the Ozarks maintain the Ozarks and not become just flooded with billboards. So I think you got to probably approve them, but I don't know that I'd approve five. So.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Anything else from Mitty? Anybody want to make a motion on this?
I would make a motion to approve.
Okay. I have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Just case number 12.
12 and 13?
We got to do them separate, right?
You can if you want, if you feel separately about them, or make them both in one.
I mean, I'm happy to make both in one.
12 and 13, okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, 12 and 13.
You made the motion. Do we have a second?
Yeah, it's got to come to a vote. I'll make a second.
All right, George. Any other discussion?
I do have a concern about where what you described as number two looks like it might be right in proximity to that bend, where the bend in the road starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I could understand a little bit of what the gentleman was saying. When you're coming around that corner, if you're focusing on a billboard, you're not paying attention to where the road's turning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So since MoDOT's not regulating it, I feel a little bit responsible, whatever the decision is.
Right.
I was going to ask you, it looks like the terrain there is going to force, will that force one or two billboards to be back off the road for a while?
Yeah, potentially. And
so you keep it on the ridge?
No.
It's hard to tell from the picture.
It's a pretty steep ravine there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'll definitely have to be off of it enough, and you know, they'll be pretty high up. I don't foresee any visibility issues, in my opinion, but that's just me. I mean, I know it is a little bit of a weird curve for sure, but I don't see any issues.
I have a question. So if we were to approve the conditional use permit, and does he have to provide the amount on the application when he comes in for that?
The amount of signs?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He'll have to,
we could put a
he'll have to have a permit for each one, and he'll have to meet our regs. Spacing, heights, everything.
So basically all we're doing is just approving the...
You're giving him the green light to be able to do it. Then he has to come back through the office and get a permit for each sign, and it's got to meet our specifications.
That makes it much easier.
My observation is it would probably... I agree with Roger. I think... we could drop at least one sign there and serve the same purpose, perhaps, other than you just won't have the extra sign in there.
But and you I'd could, probably be okay with that. I mean, we had talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
If you were to drop the total to four, I think you were talking about five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And keep it out of the corner. And keep it out of the corner.
Yeah, keep that.
Out of the.
Keep it out of the bend in that. Right there, yes.
This parcel correct. Right here.
Correct.
Yeah, get you the one in section 16 there, and then start on the top and come down with the other three.
And start over here. Leave that one out of there.
And they need to be good-looking billboards, because that's the way I go to Golden Corral after church. I got to get that on the record.
You can't be personally motivated, George.
You got to beat the Presbyterians to the buffet.
Oh, okay.
My question is just real quick, so that when I do apply for the permit, you know, that first billboard in order to...
I thought they lost them.
The dummy.
Oh, actually.
But they have the ability to limit it.
But I agree. I think Chris had a good point. That one sign right there on the curb could be detrimental to the area. And I think we, in the motion, perhaps, I don't know how you'd put it, but perhaps limit it and not put one in that area there.
It'd be mending a case number 12 to limit it to four.
Yes. But it's still...
Is it three on that?
Excuse me. It is three.
Three on 12.
13, I mean.
Okay.
So it's this.
I don't know how you divorce it just exactly on the motion like that.
Well, being a CUP, you have the ability to add conditions per specific piece of the property. So that would be.
Yeah, that would.
I would vote on each one now that you're going to put a condition on it. And
I think that would probably be better.
Yeah. So the one we're speaking of is the CUP 2024-013 that you're wanting